listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
It was a nice cock.
Ray and Roy, you notice a large, long scar. The scar opens wide, revealing a torso length.
Did you see what I did?
Vertical.
Do you want me to shoot?
Mouth. The mouth snaps shut, severing Mike McAllister's head.
We just got him killed.
Point their weapons directly at their own heads. A cacophony of gunshots as all four of the bodies fall. He begins to drive into Minneapolis.
Yeah, you want put
him on.
You can put him on.
Buildings off to your left, one of which looks like an apartment building.
He's holding something here, or this is just that guy's house.
Feet.
Yeah?
And knocked unconscious when he fell.
Sorry to laugh. Nick just sounded excited.
Like,
yes.
Off some equipment, or like...
Off of equipment. Fell 25 feet. Knocked unconscious. Right. Sent to the hospital.
All right. I'm not a cop.
Yeah.
Was everything OSHA compliant up in that biznatch?
No way.
Absolutely.
OSHA's so lame, dude.
I don't think any single job site is entirely OSHA compliant.
No.
There's no way.
No.
I think the scariest tool to use, power tools-wise, is an angle grinder. Because if that disc shatters, you're fucked. If you're not wearing...
Like a grinder, what I'm talking about?
Like an angle grinder with the discs that you replace?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like your discs as in the blade?
If you angle it in a wrong way, the disc that spins.
Oh, yeah. I have heard about
that. If that shatters, if you angle it a little bit weird and that shatters and you're not wearing safety glasses, you're dead. You just have a giant shard of I don't know what it is, some composite just fucking embedded in your brain. Yeah. And you die, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to do that.
The other thing that scares the death out of me, I like to say that I'm afraid of two things in my life. One of them is electricity. Yeah. I'm deathly afraid of electricity. I've been shocked unconscious 3 times.
Jesus.
I hate it. But the one thing that I hate is fucking garage door springs.
Yeah, no.
They're
terrifying. People die to them all
horrible.
The time. Yeah.
Because they're constantly under an immense amount of pressure. If that gets loose...
Fucking comes at you faster than a bullet.
Exactly,
does,
it's right? It's literally faster than a bullet. Just
Jesus,
it blows you in half.
Yeah, they're fucking nuts, and they're not protected very well. It's if it snaps, it's fucking firing off like a bullet.
When we worked on Brown Lane, I had to do electrical work right next to a fucking garage door spring. So
you're talking about one of these?
Yeah, is that not what you're talking about?
Yeah, no, that is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That disc in there. That disc can
yeah,
can
that's scary, dude. Get fucking into it, baby.
Yeah, give me a recap
Let's
of this last
cock.
Session.
Cock.
McAllister's dead.
Cock.
McAllister. Was that an avoidable death?
Cock.
No. Well, perhaps. If he didn't go in, yeah.
Does anyone feel like they have blood on their hands?
No.
No.
I feel like I've had blood on my hands this whole fucking time.
whose deaths have been caused because you have investigated
the
this
kid?
Case?
Yeah,
the kid at the storage locker.
Yeah, Chris. I think that we're just as responsible for Chris's death as we are Mike McAllister's death. It's the same shit.
It is kind of the same.
Chris was just some guy in a register.
Yeah, I definitely feel worse about Chris.
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's quite... It's almost like... If you're doing a tier list, it's Chris is A, Mike McAllister's C.
Yeah, Mike McAllister's you got too close to the sun. You
he
this
was
fucking crazy
he
story.
Was
this
up in
get.
It already. Yeah, he was up in bad business already, and
fucking
he knew what he
Chris
like.
Was
he knew that there was danger, and that's halfway his risk. He signed a vocal waiver to us. He went in, dude.
He did.
He says we didn't force him to go in. At the end of the day, did we?
No, not at all.
Nope. He wanted exclusive rights. He took a risk. He got semi-sexually assaulted and killed for it. Decapitated.
How did he die?
He was decapitated by a chest or something.
What? Where do you put the two gas station phone hot. Guys? Where do you put them on the tier list for our responsibility?
Fuck them.
What do you mean?
Yeah, are, literally, do you feel bad them. About their deaths?
Not at all.
We just
no.
shot them full of holes.
Shit. They're not on the list.
To be fair, what did they ever do wrong?
They got were involved.
With the bad guys.
They were involved, and they
the only guy that they fucked up was RJ, who was killing kids.
Dude, we were considering killing Greg Atkins, and like
he deserves it. He gave his niece to a child killer.
Roy agrees with that, but he was forced. Like,
no, he wasn't.
You don't think?
I don't think he was any more forced than Mike McAllister.
No, he's okay. Okay,
ooh, interesting.
He got threatened hard.
He did.
Atkins.
Like, I felt
they came
was...
at his family. Like, they came at his like his.
Exactly.
They came to his house. Like that.
You're abducting yeah, yeah. your
like,
niece.
What are you gonna
giving
do?
Her to a murderer?
What are you gonna do?
Move. Call the cops.
Call the cops. Damn.
Are they gonna go find? Did they drive back to Linwood to find that tape recorder? Do we wanna get somebody on state to ready over to Linwood to get Lang to go over there and steal the tape recorder?
I think it's too late for that.
No, it's 2.5 hours.
You know what? You're right. But we can't.
We're close.
He moved the body too. He moved the body, and if he had the tape recorder, we didn't see it. It was on his person, and half of the body that was still there was moved.
Would Doug have been wearing something big enough when he walked out of the house to hide a tape recorder? No. That tape recorder is still in the house.
So he did something in the foyer for 2 minutes before he walked out with the body.
Yeah, cummed on him.
Yeah, what was he doing after he bit his head off? What was he doing, off? Alex? He would chuck it off. He was playing with his peanuts.
He was playing with his peanuts.
I was jorking my peanuts.
So, on the corner of 14th and Violet, Roy, Jerry, and Ray, a little bit behind, find yourselves outside in the cold. The sun has set, the moon has risen, and you find yourselves looking at an unmarked apartment in the bad side of town. The person of interest, who you have been tailing, has entered this apartment. Jerry, you are keeping a watchful eye out for any lights that come on. The figure has entered the apartment, and about 2 minutes pass before you notice a light flick on the ground level, off to the left. What do you guys want to do? At this point, we're looking at about maybe 5:15, 5:10.
You see that ground floor?
Yep.
Do you just want to wait for him to leave? Trail him again? What's the move here?
Yeah.
Confront him now in there? What do you want to do?
I think we should log the location of this building and the unit. Keep trailing them. Do we see a unit number from here?
No.
Just a door?
I think it'll be easy.
You don't even see a door. There's
one
main entrance to this apartment complex.
See. Okay. But we see that the bottom left turns on.
Seems to be, yeah.
Okay.
Taking a closer look, especially, I think you specified that you had binoculars.
Yeah.
You can see that there's a door on the front that's locked. It's glass. There's also some sort of, I don't want to say keypad, but some sort of something pressed into the wall off to the right. It's fenced in, and at this point, you're even able to see through the glass window. It looks like there's mailboxes in there, too. Like, almost like safety deposit boxes in the wall.
Okay.
5 minutes pass. 10. 15. 20. 30. It's starting to get cold. 45.
What do you want to do? We could have checked the car by now.
Yeah, let's... All right.
You want to walk up on the car?
Yeah. One of us.
Okay.
All right, I'll keep eyes on the window.
Yeah, I'll watch with you.
So walk up to the car.
Walking up to the car, crossing the street, and I haven't mentioned it, but cars are pretty actively driving up and down this street. Crossing across, making your way onto that side of the road, walking up maybe 4 or 5 cars up until you reach that white sedan that I mentioned. Look in the driver's side window, nothing on either of the seats. Look in the back seat, nothing on either of those seats either. The car itself doesn't look like a good high-end luxury car or anything like that. You get a make and model.
Can I check really softly if these doors are locked?
Press your hand up to the driver's side and pull. It is locked.
Do I have any different type of view on the apartment from here?
The apartment building itself or the specific apartment that you saw the light come on?
Both.
So the apartment you can see now, you're pretty close to it. Maybe like if you go 2 cars up, you can get to that main entrance. You see on the right side of that door, there is a buzzer panel to buzz in. As well, you can see that the door has a lock on it. And that one window that you saw the lights come on, it's curtained with these light green curtains.
No movement?
None.
Can I see Roy?
Where's Roy?
I'm like peeking out of the bush, head face toward it.
You can see Roy.
I just kind of like...
All right.
Motion my head.
I give a nod and go back into the bush.
I walk back.
Okay.
Did it look, like, clean, well taken care of?
The car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, keep waiting.
Nothing of note.
All right.
Another 10 minutes go by.
Can I look around? There's not a payphone in this park or any of the adjoining businesses.
Yeah, there is. There's a payphone right in the park.
Can I get out of the car?
Mm-hmm.
Check my surroundings?
Yep. Roll search.
35 on a 54.
No one alarming or of note.
Yeah, I can walk up to Ray if he's the closest.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there for a while. Anything? Are you guys just watching him?
No, we haven't seen anything yet.
I mean, it's probably cutting it close at this point, but I was thinking, is it worth going back to Linwood? Tell him to check out the scene.
Yeah, I think we should call him back. We should tell him.
Shit, you got quarters?
There's probably some in the console of the van.
Yeah. Should I just tell Lieutenant?
What time is it now? With this day shift still on right now?
Yeah, you guys are pushing a little bit after 6 o'clock.
How long has it been since those cars left the parking lot?
Which cars left what parking lot?
The white vans left the police station parking lot.
About an hour and a half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll call the station. I'll get Lieutenant.
All right. Walk back to the van. Mm-hmm. Still looking. Find some change in that.
Yeah, console. Easy enough. There's some change.
Hand it to Ray.
All right. I take the change and I go to the payphone. Mm-hmm. While I'm walking to the payphone the whole time, I'm looking for, like the movie payphone. Like, you know, like, how am I in the middle of, like, all vantage points ever?
Yes, yeah. It is a very exposed area, as payphones are sometimes designed to be.
Yeah.
Directly under a street lamp and, you know, kind of able to be seen from multiple angles.
All right. I kind of... just telling myself, like, we're going to make it quick. I want to step in, put change in, and mm-hmm. Dial the station number.
Okay. Linwood Police Department, how can I direct your call?
Hey, this is Detective Ray Hoyt. Is Lieutenant there?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I'll transfer you over, Ray.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Longo.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Ray.
Yeah. I gotta make it quick. We're in pursuit of a hot suspect. We're in Minneapolis, but that's none of that. I need you to go check out. There's a 250 No Name Street.
It's on my street. There's a house, abandoned house. We served an eviction there. There was a murder there, a little while ago. You got to go now. I need like two or three squad cars full of guys. You got to be beefy just in case. There might be some guys from Minneapolis pulling up there to clean up a murder. Hell, it might already be cleaned up. I don't fucking know. But you got to get over there in a little bit of force. All right, secure the scene.
Be smart. Be safe. Click.
And I like hurry out.
Mm-hmm. Hustle back to the van.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jerry, on the other side of the street, next to this car. Anything you're doing?
I said I'm walking back.
Oh, you're walking back?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You make your way back over to where Roy is.
Anything in there? No, nothing. I mean, how long do you want to take this out? You want to wait till he comes out? I mean, it could be all night. He could stay the night. I don't know.
We're really close. We gotta stay. We gotta stay and wait. All right.
Let's watch.
All right.
Another 10 minutes go by. 20. 30. 45. Another hour passes. It's 7 o'clock.
The light never turns off?
Nope.
Do we see any silhouette?
You guys are watching this very, very intently. You notice absolutely no shift and no movement.
Fuck, did we lose him?
There's no way. He's in there.
I want to, like, crouch and step out of the bush.
Okay.
So how big is this building?
5 stories high.
How wide?
Maybe about 10 units.
10 units wide?
Maybe.
How long would it take for me to do a perimeter? Like, if Roy were to rough guess.
This is a join to another building. However, since it's on the corner, go up the block and around. Not that hard.
Okay. I turn to Jerry. I'm going to do a quick perimeter. I want to see what other exits this building has.
All right, I'm come with you.
All right, we got to get somebody in this bush then. Keep their eyes on the window.
I'll keep watch.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Into the cold night, you make your way across the street to do a quick perimeter. You can see that the building extends back. It's a very skinny building. Maybe goes back 50 feet, maybe, and opens up into an alleyway. Stepping up that alleyway, you do notice that there is a door on the other side, directly on the opposite side of the main entrance that you noticed before. If you walk all the way around that building, off to the left side of that building, you see a third door as well.
Okay. So we got 3 doors. And we got 4 guys. All right, let's make our way back to the... let's start going back to the area where most... where Ray is, and probably Caleb.
Okay, make your way back.
Okay. So we got 3 doors. Okay, we haven't seen a single sign of movement in over an hour since the lights were turned on, frankly. We may have lost them already, but it won't hurt to split us up right now. Right? Keep your eyes on one guy per door.
If we already lost him, then he knows that we're on him.
Right.
That'd be a runaway. I'd say he's still in that room. But that's just my hunch.
As this conversation happens, almost as if on cue, the light turns off.
Okay.
I get down.
I fucking watch.
Yeah. That front door.
10 minutes pass. 20.
I just make my way back to the side door.
Which door? The back door or the side door?
The first door that I passed, which would be the...
back door.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so you basically went on the right side where there's no door, wrapped around to the back.
Right, like crouching.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's pitch black too, like just trying to be as stealthy as possible.
Yep.
I mean, I guess I'll come up on a door too, if we're trying to do that.
Okay.
Okay. 20 minutes go by, 25. Okay. 30. 35.
Don't hear anything?
No.
What time is it?
7:40. You guys have spent roughly 3 hours in Minneapolis so far. Pissing time away.
Fuck. We gotta keep waiting.
Can I look at like the back door?
Yeah.
There's a back door?
Yeah, there's a back door.
I don't see any footsteps on the ground or anything like that.
No, and there's a lot of snow back here. I mean, you see a decent amount of foot traffic, okay. But nothing looks...
Can I walk up to the window?
The window?
The window.
On the front side.
On the front side.
Sure. It's dark now.
Real slow and quiet.
Roll stealth.
66. On a 26.
Your stealth was a 26?
Yeah.
You dare you crit fail?
No!
Leaning.
I fart while I'm walking.
Walking. You break through the glass
walking
into the room.
Up. Carefully as you can, stealthing your way up to the window. The window is separated from the sidewalk with a wrought iron gate, like a fence. And there's a flower bush between this fence and that window. You have to lean yourself up, put your hands on the wrought iron fence there, lean up, press to the window, and your footing gives out. Your head smacks against the window with a resounding thud, and your hand slips, catches a piece of rusty metal on this wrought iron bar, and your hand begins to start bleeding. Blood.
Can I run away?
Blood spurts out into the snow beneath your feet.
Oh, no.
As you walk away, leaving a trail of blood. Where do you go?
Back to towards Roy.
Okay.
Grabbing your hand, I imagine, to staunch the flow.
Oh,
you begin to walk
God.
Yourself over. A little bit of panic. You slide a little bit in the snow, maybe catch yourself, pick yourself back up, and begin shuffling through the snow back towards Roy, who's on the back side of the building. Roy, you hear this thud. You do hear this thud. It is fairly loud.
Yeah.
And you see Jerry walk across, coming to the backside, holding his hand with a pool of red kind of caught between his fingers.
What the fuck happened? You're right.
I slipped. There's ice.
Can I assess him? I want to look at him. I want to see it. Can Roy see the trail that he's leaving of blood?
It's very faint, but yes.
I'm like, all right, run back to the van.
To do.
You run back to the van. Fuck, back to the fucking van.
I run back to the van.
As he's running back to the van, very carefully.
Can I run backwards and look at the fucking, look at the window?
Backwards?
Backpedaling across.
I want to see if anyone looks.
Backpedaling across the street, you see the light come on.
Oh my, man.
Where am I at this moment?
You're in the middle of the street.
We could have just thrown a rock at his window.
I get to the closest car.
Okay.
Get behind it.
Crouch behind the car.
And I peek
your head up.
Do I see? Lock.
Roll search.
Fuck.
A 62 on a 69.
You see, you peek your head up for a second and you just see the shades that cover the window just kind of like shutter for a second.
I go down again.
Okay.
Can I look at my hand?
Yeah. You're going to lose 1 point of health.
Fuck.
But you're keeping pressure on the wound and you're not bleeding too bad now.
Out of my... Okay, so I don't need stitches.
No.
All right, I'm good then. I'm chilling. I don't even know why I'm fucking worried.
Oh, yo, do I?
I don't know why I'm worried.
Did I ever gain back health from when I got my finger bit? Or is that like...
You did sleep. Yeah, you'll say you get that back, yeah.
Cool. Beautiful.
But it does still hurt.
I'd imagine.
The emotional pain more than anything.
Yeah.
Being bit by another man.
Can I... Is there... There's... Okay. Can I kick some snow up just I don't want to go all the way
probably,
up to the window.
It's probably every, from where you start, it's like, it's every 3 feet. And then the closer you get to where he started from, it's like every 2 feet. And then every foot. And then it's just like a large kind of spread from like probably the front door, like the front entrance, up to where that window is.
Fuck. So if I'm like kicking it up and kind of retracing his steps, like when I make my way around the corner, do I see that the light's on?
Yes.
Okay. If I see that the light's on, I just kick up like as much as like where I'm at right now, and then I fucking book back to the van too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You pass a car in which you see Jerry huddled behind the wheel well.
As soon as I see him, I turn around and like kind of like I like look at the window and then I run with him.
I'm scared. You guys shuttle your way back to the van.
Fuck, man.
We have a med kit? Fuck.
Yeah, we got something in there. Come on.
Can I patch it up?
Wrap your hand in gauze and like an ace bandage or something, and yeah, you're all right.
Eyes fixated, like slightly back to the bush. Not a word spoken from her, just fixated on the window.
You can't see the window from the van.
Yeah, so slowly make my way back to the bush.
These are giving me bad rules.
Yep. It's so funny. I
you just rolled like 90 things today.
I gave Nick those dice.
You did, dude, and they're giving me bad rolls. Fuck's sake.
What are you guys doing?
I don't know.
Caleb, Ray, and Jerry inside the van. Roy, you are outside back to the bush?
Yeah.
Okay. Watching the window. The light is still on. You're there for maybe about 5 minutes. The light goes back off.
No silhouette the whole time?
No.
What happened?
I took a fall. Ice. Slipped.
You got that from ice?
On the fence.
On the fence?
You were trying to climb it?
Yeah, I whacked my head on the window.
The window? His window? Oh, Jesus Christ, dude,
yeah,
seriously?
His fucking window.
Did he didn't see it, did he?
I don't think so. I mean, he turned on the light a little bit later, but I was behind a car by then.
That's a bold fucking play, Jerry.
I just wanted to take a peek. I didn't mean to slip. Fuck.
I maybe thought it was, I don't know, maybe a bird ran into the window or something, but damn, man, you gotta be careful.
Or maybe he already knows we're here. He's probably known this entire time. Let's talk about that.
So what was the point in you freezing your ass off for the last 2 hours?
Hold on and hope that he doesn't.
And now, all of a sudden, you're
trying to cooperate with the team.
All of a sudden, you knock your head and
I didn't mean to.
Now you think that this plan's gone to shit.
I didn't say the plan's gone to shit. I said maybe he already knows.
What's your next play, then?
I don't know. I'm not the fucking sergeant. Do you want to continue to sit in this van?
I get out of the van.
You exit the van.
Anybody around? Can I?
You see Roy.
I see him?
Yeah.
From the payphone, can you see the house?
No.
The apartment?
Nope.
Can I go back up to the payphone?
Sure.
Put in quarter, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Call the station.
Yeah. Linwood Police Department, how can I direct your call?
Yeah, Caleb O'Connor.
Caleb, it's Gaines. What's up?
Yeah, Lieutenant, is he out right now or is he,
I think he just came back.
Can you put me through?
Yeah, I'll patch you through. Longo.
Yeah, it's Caleb.
Caleb. We stepped into some bad stuff.
How many details?
Feds on the scene, buddy.
Fuck.
they took over the scene there.
From where? Where'd they come from?
FBI headquarters out of Minneapolis. Special Agent Donovan. I talked to him, got his number. He said, you know, it's their scene.
He legit?
I talked to some friends that I have over there, and yeah, seems like it.
So, I mean, Minneapolis, are they, the actual PD, you think they're in on this?
The Minneapolis PD? Yes. Minneapolis FBI headquarters? I'm starting to think so.
So what'd we lose? The whole case, or...
No.
Or just the scene?
Just that scene, but... Feds are taking over at the end of the week. And if it's these feds... I don't need to spell out what that means.
You guys didn't get there first?
No, we did. Took a look, dead bodies, and then bam, they just hit. Sirens on.
Nobody was able to pull anything from the scene?
We were looking at the guys outside. I sent one guy inside. There was a DB. We had to pull him off. I don't know. And I'm not able to get in contact with Lang. I have no idea where Lang is.
Who'd you send in?
A couple guys. I went there. Warren Wright, we had. Ortega, Whitaker, Gentry, Merritt. A couple guys that I trusted on that. Listen. Whatever happened there, you tell me about it in person.
Understood.
Be careful, whatever you're doing out there. Whatever happened on No Name Street, it's not ours right now. I'm gonna see what I can do behind the scenes, see if I can pull some strings, see if I can make a couple phone calls, see exactly what the fuck is going on. Feds for this is bullshit.
You hear anything about a tape recorder?
No. No, I'll see what I can dig up.
Thanks.
Alright.
I go back to the van. Wasn't even these guys. I mean, could have been part of them, but they got to the scene. They said, feds took over. Not much else. How were you going to contact Lang? You told him to go. Do you have any inkling of where he'd be? Lieutenant said he can't get a hold of him. I mean, maybe he's just staying safe, but maybe it's just my nerves getting to me.
You know what? I trust that I'll be able to find him when I need to, but we don't need to do that right now. And I really don't think Lieutenant or anyone from that department needs to know where anyone that's with Lang is.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I brushed past it. I didn't know for your own well-being.
It'll be alright. They got Sarge with him.
What are you guys doing?
I'm staring at that fucking window until it's bedtime.
Lights have been off. Lights got turned off.
Until it's Roy's bedtime. Roy's got a late bedtime.
In case you didn't know,
Roy never sleeps. Yeah.
Currently about 7:20.
What the fuck's April's bedtime?
6:30.
She's just been alone for 24 hours.
Fucking, I know. Yeah, that's fucked. All right.
7:30.
She's beat the fuck up by the chicken.
I'm so mad. I am so fucking mad that we did not get a recording of you fighting the chicken.
Oh,
that's
dude.
Horrible. That was so good. 7:20 rolls around. 7:30 rolls around. 7:45. 7:50. 8:00.
All right, at 8:00, I break a glow stick. And I hide, like, other side of the bush, away from the building, and I kind of wave it to try to talk. Just be like, get the fuck, somebody come. We got to talk.
What do you do? What do you do?
I pull a glow stick out. I'm like, never used one of these guys. Break it, shake it, and then I take a step back out of the bush, and I with the glow stick.
What is that?
I'm like kind of fucking.
No, I'm saying. You guys see an impromptu rave happening in Roy's bush.
Let's go. I tell Caleb to put the radio on to a disco channel and roll down the windows.
I get out of the van.
Okay.
Go over to his bush.
My bush.
Smell his bush.
Smell the bush.
I feel his bush.
Prickly.
Has it been trimmed in a while?
No. It's an untrimmed, unkempt bush. Sticking out. Oh,
just been working so much. I haven't had time to trim it.
There's like creepy crawlies in it, too. You see like a millipede crawling up that bush?
Fuck.
Ugh.
We're 9 years old.
All right. We can assume he's sleeping in this house, right? So we should probably split this up with watch so we can sleep and get rest. Yeah. We have to stay out here. I don't see a good reason why we got to go back right now.
Yeah. Me and you first.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't mean to bring things up, but actually... You okay sleeping next to me in the van?
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna have
to. You don't have to say it.
All right. I step away from Caleb to tell the guys in the van the plan.
What's the plan?
Open the door up in the van, step in. I'm like, all right, we gotta stay here tonight. Right, we're going to split this up. Caleb and I are going to take watch, and we'll wake you up towards the middle of the night. You guys are going to swap with us. All right?
All right.
All right. See you guys pretty soon. Step out.
Good luck.
Okay.
Yeah, shut the door, walk back over to Caleb. You ready?
Yeah. Did you see what happened with Jerry?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Maybe in an hour or so, we kind of cover some blood up. I mean, there's footprints in front of the window.
He left blood? Like a...
There is a trail of blood that I saw leading to the window. At some point, we should try to clean that up as best we can.
I didn't see what side he went in. Is he going to walk right past this? Is he going to see this in the morning?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to clean it up.
Yeah.
So, about an hour in, we would like to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
15 minutes go by. 30 minutes. Both of you guys roll a constitution check for me. And Roy, whatever you roll, add 20 to it.
Because he's old?
No, because you've been out here for 3 fucking hours.
Six, 82 on a 50.
40 on a 55.
Caleb, you're alright. Roy, it's fucking freezing. You push this, it's gonna be a problem. You are chattering, shivering, cold.
Fuck.
You alright?
Yeah. Look, how about, let's clean the tracks up.
Yeah.
Right now, alright?
Think it's enough time that he's... If he is back asleep?
Absolutely.
Did you put out that glow stick? Did you leave it in the van?
Yeah, it's in the
okay.
van. Yeah.
We're not just a glowing bush.
What do you do?
Yeah, I follow the trail that... Well, I know where Jerry went when he was with me, so I want to go reverse, like, you know, in that direction.
Yep.
Up into the car. Just, I know that there's going to be footprints, but just kicking snow up above the blood as best as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you kind of... And moving helps you, you know, stay a little bit warmer. You're kicking up blood, covering, using snow to cover it, and you get up to the fence where he cut his hand on. And you're right across from the window. Roll alertness.
31 on a 74.
31 on a 74. You hear a noise from the other side of this window. You're probably about like 3 feet away from the window, but you can hear it. It's kind of loud.
Like a thud or something?
It's muffled. It sounds... It's hard to tell.
Oh, Jesus.
It's faint.
Roy, like, he squints his eyes, shakes his head a little bit. Keeps kicking up the remains of the...
Yep.
You know, snow.
Yep. And you have a feeling that you have it pretty much covered.
Okay. Yes.
Caleb, you meet him probably about halfway near, like, that front entrance.
Yeah, I was probably trying to do the opposite side. Because he kind of went in, like, a triangle.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, how do you feel, Fuck, man. Look, wake me back up, when you go to bed. I can't be out here.
I'm okay alone, yeah.
All right, wake me up before you go.
Yeah, what do you think? 2 more hours?
Yeah.
All right.
Roll alertness. Both of you guys.
68 on a 74.
97 on a 68.
Caleb, you are talking to Roy. Roy, you're talking to Caleb. You're speaking directly to him. You are facing towards where the window is. As Caleb's talking to you and you're having this conversation, you look over slightly. You see the window is open, the shades are open, and who you believe to be Doug Caliburn is staring directly at you through the window. Eyes locked.
I look away. I look away from him. And I look right at Caleb. Caleb doesn't see
what?
Us.
No, Caleb's back is
shit.
To this.
What?
Oh, shut the And I...
Staring straight at you. You can see him out of your peripheral.
Look at that face.
He's...
Do I see his eyes move?
Yeah, his eyes are, like, shifting.
Can I kind of shift my eyes in the same direction?
It's directly to your back.
Okay,
it's right
okay.
behind me.
I fucking grip your wrist. And I say, if I don't walk back to the van, you gotta force me back to the van. And I stare directly at him.
Mm-hmm.
What's his face look like? And I'm gripping hard on Caleb.
Completely blank, just looking right at you. And he gets close to the glass. And his nose smushes up against the glass.
Can I kind of...
And he's just staring. And you can see his breath fogging up the glass. Just staring at you. Right into your eyes.
I grip Caleb, like, really hard on his wrist. And I... slowly staring at him, just like slowly turn and face away, and I'm like, he's looking right at us, and I start shimmying towards the van. Okay. Towards the fuck no I start going back to the side of the building, and I'm still Caleb's hand fucking,
I'm not looking at whatever is freaking him out, but I'm going with sure. him,
and he's stares as you do you turn your head,
yeah.
Break eye contact.
Yeah.
Shuffle to the side of the building.
What?
I imagine Roy's like fucking freezing at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
And he's like, the fucking curtains were open and he was looking right at us, dude. He was looking right fucking at us.
What, it's blown? It's blown?
Yeah, absolutely.
What the fuck blown. Are we doing here? Let's get out of here. What have you called people?
We're fucked.
What if he's already on the phone?
Should we kill him?
Let's fucking go.
Fuck. All right. Is it possible to make our way back to the van without getting in line of sight of the window?
Absolutely not.
Fuck.
It's blown. Let's leave.
All right. Let's go. Just book back to the van.
I don't face the window.
Nobody looks at the window. Nobody looks anywhere there. Just straight to the van.
Roy peeks over his shoulder towards... just once.
The figure is standing on the front entrance. Outside.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
As you are shuffling, he goes, hey! Hey.
Keep going.
Run. Keep running.
Are we asleep?
Did you guys go to sleep or just resting or what were you guys doing?
How long was it? I don't think I would have been asleep.
It was probably about like an hour, maybe 2 hours.
I probably would have been asleep then.
Yeah, I think Ray would have been like,
the hay?
Fuck, I can actually sleep right now.
No, not from this distance.
Can I roll for it?
Nope.
Super hypersonic in my hearing.
Sleep? Rolling in my sleep.
Can I roll, and if I get a one, I hit?
Running back to it still? Yeah.
As we're sprinting, I'm like, it's either we kill him or we go fucking home.
You are sprinting. Both of you guys roll alertness.
Fuck, man.
43 on a 74.
86 on a 68.
Roy, you hear footsteps behind you through the snow.
Oh, my God.
Fast?
Fast.
How far are we from the van?
Maybe 30, 40 feet.
Does it sound like he's gaining on us?
You don't know. You hear footsteps behind you. That's what you hear. What do you do in that moment?
Peek over my shoulder.
You see him running sprinter's pose. Like, sharp hands up at either side, full on sprinting towards you.
Does he have a shirt on?
Yes.
Fuck.
But this is all happening very, very quickly. I can't give you too many details.
Okay.
What are you doing in this split second?
I'm sprinting. I'm trying to gauge.
Probably about 30 or 40 feet between you, though. A decent distance.
Okay, I'm still sprinting to the van then. And like, but if he's getting really close, I want to react, but I'm still sprinting to the van if he's still
there. What's that threshold?
Like, if he's 10 feet from us.
Okay. You guys make your way to the van. Both of you guys roll, actually, athletics for me.
Oh! 30 on a 30.
Cool.
Okay. 37 on a 34.
37 on a 34. Roy loses his footing. Caleb, you're able to steady him slightly, but the distance has closed. He lets out another, stop! Stop! What do you guys do?
I go for the driver's
side. Wait, are we in the van?
Yes.
And they're close to the van.
They're probably about 20 feet from the van. This guy's probably about 20 to 30 feet from them.
Are we up? Can we hear this?
I don't think so. Not yet.
He shouts, stop, and we don't
hear. And they're sprinting towards us? We hear three people are sprinting towards us?
God, you guys are asleep.
But it's cold, and we just went to
sleep. Yeah, like it's like a silent snow night.
And we're on fucking edge. All right. We probably can't even
sleep
to begin with.
Both of you guys, roll alertness. Whatever you roll, add 40 to it.
Dude, what is with me and the terrible rules tonight?
My God, let's go.
91.
24 plus 40, 64 on an 80.
All right, you hear it. You hear it, and you jolt awake. You're probably in the passenger seat, right?
And I like, open my eyes. I sit up a little bit, mm-hmm. and, like...
So what you see off to your right is you see... Roy and Caleb sprinting towards the van. Behind them, you see a figure that comes to a dead stop. You guys, Caleb and Roy, keep running to the van. What door are you going in? What are you guys doing?
I'm going for the driver's side, because I still think they're asleep.
Okay. Going to the driver's side. Ray, you look out the window. This figure comes to a full stop, in line of sight with the van, and you can see from this distance his arms start to bend violently and start to shift in random directions.
Does Roy see this?
Do you turn around or do you go to the driver's
absolutely.
Side?
Absolutely. Once he's close and once we're close to the van, turn around.
I'm in the passenger seat.
Yep.
I get out the camera.
Okay. Roy, are you stopping?
I'm stopping.
His arms start to bend in random directions, and then you notice this all happens very, very quickly, somehow lengthen. And from this distance, starting from the tip of his fingers, they blacken. His arms extend slowly, lengthening down until the tips of his fingers reach the bottom of the ground. And they are black, dark as night.
Am I at the van?
You are towards the passenger, or you are towards the driver's side door.
I pull my pistol out. I'm like 10 feet from him, right?
Yep.
I shoot him right in the face.
I shoot him right in the fucking face.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
And that's where we're gonna pick up next session.
Oh! Unplug me, dude. What the fuck?
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.